This is an interview between Michael Dunlop of IncomeDiary.com and Barry Dunlop, serial entrepreneur. Michael, I thought it would probably work out better if I did an audio reply to all of these wonderful questions you have sent me. The first question you've actually sent me, which is a question I get asked almost daily these days, is what do I actually do for a living? I actually have a number of answers to this. It depends really what day of the week it is, how I'm feeling, what time of day it is. First and foremost, I suppose I describe myself as a serial entrepreneur. I've certainly been in business a long time. I'm born in 1960, which I think makes me, well, I'm currently 48, could be 49 this year. And I've been an entrepreneur since, well, way before this, but I certainly went into business for myself at the age of 21. So that's a little while ago now. Anyway, I've been involved in quite a lot of businesses. Primarily, I've been involved in sales-related businesses. I was an exceptionally successful direct salesperson selling home improvements in the UK and earning a substantial income in my early 20s doing that. I've also ran businesses. I've also had business failures, which means that things like the bank comes and takes the house back. Those sort of things, you know, that's business excitement for you. I've also built up businesses again. I like to say that I'm the kind of guy that, well, I've been on the deck at least once and possibly maybe two or three times. Every occasion I still get up and I come back fighting. I don't mean that in an aggressive way. I just mean that that's what us entrepreneurs do. And indeed, I hope and believe that certainly a lot of people reading or listening to this interview should be able to resonate for that, because that's the one thing that I find with through entrepreneurs is that, you know, no matter what the world gives us, somehow we just take it almost with a smirk on our face and we just take it all back. Anyway, to get seriously into your question, I think what you're really asking me is, what am I doing right now? These days, I earn my living primarily as an internet entrepreneur. A little while back, I set up a company in the UK. It was 1998, in fact, which was the first lead generation company in the UK that specialised in generating leads for the home improvement industry. And for those of you who are in other parts of the world, that means leads or inquiries for things like replacement windows, sunrooms, kitchens, bathrooms. We have what we call a direct sales market for most of those products in the UK, which means that the companies who have direct sales forces, which is another way of saying commission-only sales forces, are always in desperate need of leads. One thing which I learned early on, especially in lead generation, is only generate leads for people who really, really need them. And it sounds a bit corny to say that, but believe you me, I find people generating leads for people who don't believe they need them or don't feel they need them. I can assure you one thing, in a direct sales or any commissioned sales environment, they never have enough leads. They always want some more. And actually, I would say that was one of the reasons why I had so much success with the website. The fact that so many people would need the leads. And if they didn't need the leads, obviously I wouldn't have had a business. Yes, I did go on to make a substantial income with it, over $1 million a year income. I did this with actually just 4 employees. But one thing which I actually always like to say to people is it's not the fact that I only had 4 employees or I made this amount of money. The actual business generated, I'm estimating here, but in excess of £100 million worth of sales. So it gives you quite an impact. You know, you're a very small business in one respect, but your impact across the economy is absolutely enormous, because there's lots, tens of thousands of people who were probably employed as a result of my efforts. I always remember that, especially when I'm writing the check to the tax man. Bless him, you know. But at the end of the day, that's what entrepreneurs do. We create an economy. We enlarge the economy. We create wealth, not just for ourselves, but for the economy in general. And certainly, I feel with that particular business, I did lots of that, and I'm very pleased I've done it. And I, just for the record, I don't really object to paying tax as much as it may well sound. I actually happen to believe that you have an obligation when you're successful, if you like, to pass the wealth back and pass it around a little bit. The only time I ever get a little, I don't want to sound political here, the only time I ever get a little bit concerned and a bit annoyed is when I see the money that we pay as taxpayers going in things that I think are a total waste of money and a total waste of time. But anyway, that's a conversation for another day. What am I doing right now? Well, as you know, I sold that particular business, or exited that business partially in 2006. And again in 2008, I did a final, or more or less a final exit. It was actually bought out in the end by a French company, a French PLC, which is actually Europe's largest online lead generation business. So that's quite a, you know, that's quite an achievement. And yes, it did make me enough money. In fact, it probably made me enough money to retire if I wished to. But as you possibly know, or most of the people who've ever heard of me know, that I'm not likely to ever retire. I don't. It's not a goal that I mean, I like quality of life. I like traveling. I enjoy all the good things that life brings along. But to be retired and, you know, not actually doing what I love, which is being an entrepreneur, would be a real struggle for me. I tried it for a little while, put it that way, and decided that, you know, being an entrepreneur was more fun. These days, my primary business is a business which I'm involved with, Mr. Dean Hunt, readers of this blog, indeed, readers of blogs way across the world will know the name Dean Hunt. He's possibly one of the most famous bloggers in the world today. His website is deanhunt.com, and we're partners in the business, which is called buzzprofits.com. That's B-U-Z-Z profits.com. And that's a website which I recommend visitors or listeners to this audio actually visit in the near future and check out. Primarily, it's about getting your business noticed in a very, very crowded marketplace, or getting yourself noticed. One of the things that Dean and I are very big on is personality marketing. Today, it's no use being the same as everybody else. The internet is a great thing, but it's also a phenomenal leveler. Just about anybody, there's a phenomenal talent in the world. In fact, every day I see more talent and more talent. I think, wow, wow, wow. You know, you just keep going on. Because the truth of the matter is that, you know, I don't actually think personally that I'm a particularly exceptional person. If I have anything exceptional, it's I'm a pretty good action taker. I will actually follow through and take action. But there's a phenomenal amount of talent around. There's certainly a lot more talent around than I have. And the one thing that makes people like me stand out and different, if you like, from some of these other very talented people who may not achieve so much success, is the fact that I've learned ways, just one, to take action, but two, and very importantly, is to stand out, to get noticed. Because, you know, frankly, if your business is not getting noticed, if your website's not getting noticed, if your blog's not getting noticed, you may as well almost, I mean, it sounds terrible, but you might as well just close the doors, go home, do something else. Because really, you're wasting your time unless it's some sort of therapy for you. Anyway, that's one business which I run with Dean Hunt. I'm involved in a number of other businesses. Some of them I won't actually talk about here. One I'm happy to talk about, though, is I'm also a pretty active domainer, or a domain name investor. I do invest in .com domains, but recently, along with a business partner, I've been investing in a lot of .co.uk domains. In common with property prices and real estate prices right across the world, there's been a substantial drop, or a fairly significant drop, in the value of domain names, in the generic domain names I'm talking about in the world today. And I had the opportunity recently to acquire some domain names at what I believe were good prices. Time will confirm whether they were really good prices or not. And indeed, we have yet to decide what we're going to do. We may well just hold on to some of these domain names as investments, or we may develop them. I'll give you just a flavour of some of the domain names myself and my partner own. We own the domain name fit.co.uk. That's fit.co.uk, which is a pretty awesome domain name. It's, first of all, it's three letters or three characters. Anybody know anything about domaining? That's a pretty awesome thing. It is a .co.uk, which is one of the most popular country-based domain names in the world. And it's, you know, second, in my opinion, only to having a .com. And it's about fit or fitness, you know. So it's a phenomenal market. There's just about a million things we could actually do with that particular domain name. And we picked it up, in fact, as a result of another business going out of business. So this is the way life is sometimes. I've been on the other end of it and seen my hard work going out the window because of a business failure. And this was an opportunity where we obviously were able to acquire a domain. Well, a year ago or 6 months ago, we would have never believed we could have acquired on the terms that we acquired it. Other domain names we own is ran, ran.co.uk, and also publicspeaking.co.uk. I'm pretty passionate about public speaking. I don't consider that my business. I do speak in public. I enjoy speaking in public. And I believe a lot of other people would enjoy speaking in public if they were given the right training, the right incentive, and the right help. So that is possibly a website we will develop in the not-too-distant future. Anyway, coming back to your questions, Michael, because you have given me quite a lot here, and as you probably anybody listening to this will have already noticed, I do give fairly long answers. So I'm going to try and answer some of them just a little bit it's slightly shorter, if you like. And one question here is, how did I meet Dean Hunt? That's a great question, because funnily enough, that's a question now I'm actually having to keep. Where did I meet Dean Hunt? How did I find Dean Hunt? Well, actually, I do know how I found Dean Hunt. In fact, actually, I like to take credit for this, actually. You know, I actually discovered Dean Hunt. He was absolutely a nobody. He was hardly anybody. He was, you know, just a little peck in the internet. And then I came along and I discovered him. And in fact, everything that Dean Hunt is today is as a result of me. Now, I'm sure that everybody understands and can see that this is me joking, because obviously Dean's a very talented guy. But certainly, I do believe I had something to do with discovering him. It was 2006. I'd actually sold my business, or made a fairly substantial exit from my main business. And I decided, you know, I was going to take a little bit of time off and have a look around, see what other people were doing. There was a particular forum or discussion forum which I visited at the time, which, you know, I visited on a regular basis. And there was one guy who kept constantly speaking on there or posting replies on there. His name was Dean Hunt. And I could tell he was quite young, but he always wrote the most entertaining replies. You know, he always gave the best replies. He always engaged people in great conversation. He was often controversial. He often upset people. But I would actually say that a lot of the time he was right in what he was doing, and certainly I resonated with him. So I just dropped him an email one day and said, hey, I think it probably went to his website, which is deanhunt.com, said, hello, Dean, just want you to know I really like what you're doing. Do you want to have a chat? And I believe that's what we did. We had a chat, and one thing led to another, and another thing led to another, and eventually we ended up working together. And today, as I say, we've got a business together, which is buzzprofits.com. One of your other questions here is for me to explain BuzzProfits.com and what it's all about. Well, BuzzProfits.com is in fact a membership website. There's many benefits in being a member of a membership site, especially one like BuzzProfits.com. And especially, you know, whether you're an established entrepreneur online or offline, because sometimes people think, oh, it's a membership website, it's online, maybe it's just for online businesses. And quite the contrary, in fact, is actually a lot of what we're talking about here is exceptionally beneficial to people who work offline, just as people working online goes. And we have phenomenal resources. We have a phenomenal download library, which includes the world famous, or shall we say infamous, web traffic orgasm. You know, you cannot buy that. You cannot get it anywhere. You have to visit our website, become a member, and it's basically the best stuff that Dean and I have discovered for creating buzz, creating awareness, and sort of standing out in a crowded marketplace. We dumped it all into what was originally going to be an ebook and a video course we were going to launch, but in the end, we just decided to make it part of our membership site. There's a whole load of other, I mean, there's, I think I'd have to check, but I believe it's something like 100 odd pages of content in there, which is, some of it's pretty edgy and pretty controversial, and certainly stuff we wouldn't want to publish in public, which we actually give to people within the membership area. And the other thing that's in the membership area, increasing numbers of these, not so many at the moment, but we're adding videos and adding audios. And of course, and this is probably, I actually would say this is probably one of the biggest, in fact, it is the single biggest benefit of membership of BuzzProfits.com, is the fact that people can access Dean and I direct. We do consulting and pretty high-end coaching. In fact, our minimum coaching consulting program requires an investment of $25,000 a year. So that's what we call our Platinum Club. And right now, people are getting access to us and asking us questions to do with their business. And I know if they were just to ask that question outside of the membership site, we would, you know, we wouldn't talk. We'd be thousands of dollars, and they can ask those questions as a member of the site. And it's quite wonderful, because some of the questions are very entertaining. And in fact, Dean and I learn things from them as well. But more importantly, the people who are members of our sites, we've had some wonderful testimonials now, are just blown away, because we give them an insight to their business. We give them an angle, feel like that, you know, it's a shortcut. It gets them known faster, quicker in the marketplace, long before anybody else is discovered. Anyway, that's BuzzProfits.com, and hopefully you understand that and will make a lot more sense to you. Okay, coming to your next question here, Michael. You asked me for some tips for startup entrepreneurs, and you know, what would I say to somebody going into business today that might help them, if you like, along the way? Well, there's a million, you know, there's lots and lots of things I could say. Not millions of things, but there are lots of things I could say. And I would actually say that It's a really simple thing. It's one that I know you've repeated over on your website. I've seen you do it in your writing. It's just take action, you know. Sometimes the difference between success and failure is just the fact that somebody took action and the other person didn't. I might have alluded earlier that there's a lot of bright and clever people in the world. In fact, almost every day I'm just being blown away with the new intelligence, as I sometimes refer to it. It's just the awareness and the fact that there is indeed a world full of very, very many clever people. Now, I'm trying to be modest here because I actually don't particularly think that I'm, as I said earlier, one of life's really clever people, but I am one of life's really great action takers. I am one of life's, you know, just get on and do the thing. And sometimes I haven't really worried too much about getting it perfected. In fact, if I have a tip for entrepreneurs at all, it's this one. One, get started. And two, good enough is good enough. I have a friend who I was just recently started got into video production, and he said to me, he says, Barry, he says, don't worry about the video being 100% right. He says, if you get 70% right, that's fair enough. Just get on with it. And actually, that reminded me of a tip that I had very early on in my entrepreneurial career. And actually, I'm surprised more people don't say this because it's actually fact. He says, Barry, to be truly successful, in fact, his particular thing, he says, to be a millionaire, Barry, all you have to do is be right 51% of the time. That's 51% of the time. In fact, actually, 50.01% of the time, a very small number of amount of time, as long as you're right 51% of the time, you will always be winning. I mean, put it this way, if you had 51% odds, you'd go to Vegas and bet all day long. And a lot of people are obsessed with, if you like, getting everything lined up 100% perfect and correct and spot on. And that actually is the one thing that you probably shouldn't do. You know, okay, the website may not be the best and most attractive website in the world, but hey, get it started, get it out there. You can fix it later. You can improve it as your knowledge and skills improve. Honestly, Michael, I could go on all day with, you know, further tips and further advice. But, you know, those are two that really will stand out. If you just follow those, you'll be way ahead of the game anyway. And sometimes it's better. And actually, there is a third tip. The third tip is sometimes less is more. So that's why I'm not going to give loads of tips here. Just take action, get started, and don't worry about perfection. 51% is great. I mean, I do aim for a little higher most days myself. And some days, hey, I actually do better than 51%. But frankly, 51% of the time is fine. Get on there, get out there. You also mentioned the fact that obviously I've run successful businesses online and offline. And yes, that's true. And which do I prefer? Well, actually, I promise you, that's an easy one to answer. You know, I do like being in business, but I actually say this to people now. Once you've had an internet business, it almost spoils you for any other kind of business because you really can't imagine any other business. Now, I am involved in some offline businesses. I'm a property investor and I enjoy property investment, but that requires substantial amounts of cash to be a property investor. And I'm a domain investor, which is sort of an online business, but to some extent, it's also, you know, it's an investment business rather than an online business. So, which obviously, again, requires a fair amount of cash. So the advantage, you know, for me, it's quite an easy question to answer. Of course, I prefer online businesses. I like online businesses because, one, you can set up tons and tons of online businesses with little or no money. You can outsource so much of the things you do. You don't have to run off. You literally, as you do, Michael, operate from your bedroom, if you wish, from a desk, you know, in the corner, in your boxer shorts, you know, all day long if you wish to, because you don't have to go and see anybody. You don't have to visit an office. And you can live the lifestyle. I sometimes recall this thing, and actually I say to people, because if I'm to look at my history as an entrepreneur, you would possibly suggest it was a bit of an accident I even ended up online. I would never say it was an accident, because I do remember that from a fairly early age on, actually, after I lost my business, my first maiden business I lost, which was a pretty substantial financial catastrophe in 1990, I wanted a business that I could, these were my requirements, were not geographically dependent. At that time, I had an offline business. If I moved out of the area where I lived, I no longer had the business because, you know, I could only make money by being in the area and continue to operate the business. So I wanted a business that was geographically, you know, it didn't matter where I was. Secondly, I wanted a business. And at that time, I wasn't even particularly good with computers, or I didn't consider myself computer literate. I wanted a business that I could operate, you know, from anywhere in the world using a laptop. I used to put the image, if I was on the beach, I could operate from the beach with a laptop or from a computer like that. So I just had this sort of image in my mind. And I'm sometimes talk about this because I'm not a tremendous fan of what I call goal setting, but I am a tremendous fan of what I call focus. Sometimes, you know, the focus is the most important thing. So I actually had a view in my mind for quite a while before I ended up doing it, that I would have a business that would make me money 24/7, would be geographically independent, didn't matter where it was in the world, and, you know, which would make me money whether I was there or not, could operate, I could log in from anywhere in the world, do it anywhere. And, you know, the funny thing is that by about 2000, 2001, I actually had that business. And it was probably a year or two later before I actually woke up and realized I'd achieved my dream business and had what I was looking for. So anyway, hopefully I'm answering the question. It's an online business every time. Though I would suggest this, now I've noticed it with a few of my friends recently. Hey, don't be afraid when you make a little bit of money online to use that money to make more money offline, possibly with property investment or domain name investment, or making your money work for yourself. I actually do make this point. I have been exceptionally unsuccessful with investing my money with so-called professional fund managers or people who look after my money. I'm not suggesting you don't do it. It just hasn't seemed to work out that great for me. I seem to always be the time to take the fees away and take care of everything to not really have a phenomenal return. Yet when I take the money myself and do something with it, you know, sometimes I lose, but hey, sometimes I have absolutely, I double my money, I treble my money. And really, as an entrepreneur, that's what gives us the buzz, you know, that's what we want to do. Okay, another question here, which you've obviously mentioned, because you've obviously noticed this, Michael, and you know this. I now travel the world a lot. I travel the world. I'm part of members of several mastermind groups. I've spoken at seminars. I attend a lot of seminars, and so on and so forth. And you ask me, you know, what's that like? Well, it's wonderful, Michael. It's really fantastic. It's part of my dream again. It was part of what I focused on. Some people wouldn't like to travel, so I'm not suggesting that everybody will want to do that. But I personally have always been a traveller. My first career, in fact, when I left home when I was just 17. I left Ireland to join what we call the Merchant Navy. Some other places in the world is called the Merchant Marine, which basically meant I was a sailor, I sailed around the world. So I've always had a passion for visiting new places and doing new things. And certainly I've been able to do that as a result of my online success. And, you know, I now travel the world quite a lot, and enjoy it very much. Every month I'm going somewhere, and every month I'm meeting new friends and making new connections, and I actually find that it makes me more creative. The more I travel, the more I'm inspired by things I see in other places. In fact, Dean and I at BuzzProfits.com, we have a little tip, or a little, it's actually more of a mantra than anything else, which we carry with us all the time, which is that the world is a swipe file. The world is a swipe file. I'm not sure if everybody knows what a swipe file is, but basically a swipe file is a file where you've swiped. You know, you've been out somewhere, you've seen an ad for it in a newspaper, you've seen something online, you've seen a magazine ad, you've seen something on the TV, in the cinema, wherever, and you've just swiped the idea. And it's called a swipe file because you take the idea and you file it away. So one day you're looking for inspiration, you're looking for a bit of creative juice, if you like, to help you with your business. So you go to your swipe file, pull out, and you see what other people have done. Now, of course, you're not going to copy exactly what they've done, but you might use some idea that they use there to actually use it elsewhere. And I have an amazing number of swipes, if you like, I've done from my traveling. Because truthfully, as you travel, you'll see things that work in one city. Can even be in the same country. One city's got this, the other city hasn't got it. If you're an entrepreneur, you've got an opportunity to take that idea from one city to another city. And certainly you've got an opportunity to take it from one country to another country. In fact, as an entrepreneur, you know, if you see something that's working particularly well in one country, you might say, hey, can I be a representative in my home country, or a licensee, or you take it over and you actually basically expand the same idea in another country. So, you know, that's one of the advantages of being an online entrepreneur and traveling the world, and certainly one that I recommend to people. You obviously are aware, Michael, because you obviously asked the question, that one of the other things that I'm very passionate about is the fact that I like to give back. And, you know, by that, you know, some people obviously equate that to charity, and indeed that is part of it. You know, I certainly like to help charities and support different events. But actually, I believe personally we can give back by just giving back of ourselves to help other people. I certainly know if I go back over my life, there's been many times in my life when people have helped me out. Now, that doesn't mean they've necessarily helped me out financially, but they've helped me out with a kind word or a bit of inspiration or an idea, in that just, if you like, pointed out something to me that needed to be pointed out. Inspiration is giving back, in my opinion. I've been inspired by many people. People will have never heard of. I mean, I have a friend who no longer is with us, actually, a gentleman I met in the early 90s, who was a profound influence on my business career, and in fact, on my business ethics, a gentleman called David Mills. Nobody's ever heard of him, but that man left an everlasting impact on my life. There's numerous other people like that. And of course, you've got the more famous names like Tony Robbins or Zig Ziglar or Tom Hopkins, who are big influences in my life. And also a phenomenal influence in my life, and I believe a great giver, a gentleman called Stuart Wilde. Not maybe so well known as some people are out there, but Google him, you know. Sometimes you'll find good things and bad things about Stuart. I believe all the good stuff, that's all I'll say. But he wrote a book which I actually read in 1990 called The Trick the Money is Having Some, which is a cute little title, The Trick the Money is Having Some. In some ways, slightly outdated because it's prior 2000, things like that. But the actual premises, the basics, if you like, are totally, they're everlasting truths, and they'll always be with us. And if you get the opportunity, I recommend to anybody out there to go on Amazon and buy Stuart Wilde's book. It'll, first of all, it'll make you chuckle, and two, it'll give you some insights about money energy, one that, you know, will help a lot of people. Anyway, I appreciate I'm getting slightly off the track here, because what the question is, you know, I believe in giving and giving back. And yes, I do believe in giving charity and all the rest of it. But I actually want to give people something of a thought, actually, because when I first was in business and first sort of went down what I call the personal development route, a lot of people would say to me, you say, Barry, get around winners, associate with winners. And, you know, there is a lot of truth in that. In fact, actually, I still would agree, associate with winners. But recently, I've been thinking about this, and actually I've made a more important distinction. Barry, people out there, get around people who are givers. What I mean by that is that, because I've actually discovered that winners are givers. Givers are people who, you know, I'm not, you know, if you met me in the street or whatever, I'll, you know, I'd help you out or whatever. But givers are not people necessarily who are going to, spend all day with you, 24 hours a day, trying to help you out and get out of the mess that you've created for yourself. But givers are people who will give inspiration to other people. Something I passionately believe in, and I certainly believe that I give inspiration to other people. And I'm hoping that people who have been listening to this interview or reading this interview are inspired by it. Because I actually believe we have an obligation, you know, to give back. I don't know what your religion is, or, you know, I'm not a particularly religious person. In fact, I consider myself a non-religious person. But I use the analogy or the story that, you know, and this will obviously relate only to Christians out there. If you're some of a religion, just sort of, you know, make it work wherever religion you are. But, you know, I believe that when, you know, we get to meet St. Peter and we get to the pearly gates and he says, Barry, what did you do with your life? You know, I don't think I'm going to get any brownie points. I don't think I'm going to get very much in the way of pats on the back for saying, hey, I made a lot of money. But I believe that if I was able to say, or, you know, Barry helped this person, or this person found their way because of it, or you helped somebody to find some freedom in their life, then that's going to be much more impacting. And that to me is giving, you know, and that's why I'm doing this interview with you, Michael. And it's to give back, because one, I'm very passionate about what you're doing. Two, I'm very passionate about young entrepreneurs. I'm very passionate about all entrepreneurs. I'm very passionate about people breaking free from wherever they were and discovering the life of their dreams. The dreams that they actually probably at a very early age gave up on and decided they could never achieve, but which could be achieved and would be achieved if they just got maybe the odd little pat on the back, the odd little bit of inspiration here and there. And that's what I mean by giving back. Associate with givers. I do always sort of try to make sure that people understand exactly what I mean by that. That doesn't mean that people like me and successful people give off themselves all day long. You know, if I didn't watch out, there's plenty of people who would, if you like. I call them energy vampires. They take all my energy and want me to spend all day long trying to sort them out. I give back in relatively small amounts of chunks of energy, I describe it as. And I continue to give back in relation to how quickly and how significantly people take action. So if somebody comes to me for help, especially about an entrepreneurial issue or something like that, and they come back to me next week and I discover they haven't taken action last week, you probably find very quickly that I've lost interest in you. I might give you the second attempt, even the third attempt. And, you know, you know, to try and help you out of whatever place you're stuck in. But truthfully, and we come back to where we started at the beginning, that is just take action. You know, you must take action. And I know you've got a final question here, Michael, which is, I don't know why I need to put the record straight, but I will put the record straight because it's a very important point. Because obviously, you, Michael Dunlop, have actually, these days, I'm pretty sure you're more famous online than your dad, Barry Dunlop. And that's obviously something I'm very proud of. But obviously, occasionally, you have to put up with people suggesting that maybe some of your success is down to your parents or down to your father in particular. Actually, I wish I could take all the credit. Well, actually, I wouldn't, actually. But the truth of the matter is, I did want to put a record straight. Just about everything Michael's done, Michael, if I've given Michael a gift, I give him the gift to be himself. I give him the gift to be an entrepreneur and not be embarrassed about it. You know, when I was a child and I wanted to be an entrepreneur and work for myself, that was really a bit frowned upon. You know, you were going to get a career, you were going to go to university, pass all sorts of exams and all that sort of thing and have things after your name. I just decided not to do it. I decided to be an entrepreneur. And I'm not saying my parents didn't actually discourage me. I wouldn't say they actively did that. But I don't believe they're as enthusiastic about it as possibly, looking back on it now, they should have been. I've always been enthusiastic about you being an entrepreneur, Michael. Possibly I've inspired you a little bit. Maybe I've given you a little bit of help along the way. But truthfully, you know, I know for a fact that these great ideas and, you know, I'd say 95% of what you're doing, at least, maybe 99% of what you're doing, is entirely of your own self getting out there and doing it. I think that's important to put right. In fact, actually, I'll make another little comment here. I'm actually one of these sort of, you know, boring entrepreneurs that sort of makes people bored by saying, I remember when I was young, I was so poor, you know. I mean, I literally was a very, very poor young man. I never had any money. I never had anything going for me. In fact, I always said to people, look, taking a chance for me was really not that much of a risk because I hadn't got very much to lose. I personally, these days, I'm probably more impressed by entrepreneurs who actually are already relatively comfortable, already have a little bit of money behind them, or maybe have a nice family background, and if you like, possibly could take it easier. And if those people then go out and make a very, very successful career for themselves as entrepreneurs, I'm much more blown away. So, you know, there's two sides to every story. I'm hoping everybody's enjoyed what I've had to say here. I know I like to talk. I imagine I've gone on for much longer than you needed me to go on for, Michael, but hey, we've got an interview here and you've been asking me to do it for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I thought, hey, I'll just put it down on audio in the end. It's been my pleasure, son. I hope it all works out great on the website. In fact, I know it'll work great on the website. Don't forget to mention all of our websites. That's Barry Dunlop at barrydunlop.com. That's my personal blog. Not updated on a regular basis, but every now and again I get a purge on that and I think, oh, I'm going to do an update at least once a week. Or even every day. But, you know, we're not at that stage yet. You must visit buzzprofits.com or buzzprofits.com or BUZZ, as we say here in the UK. Buzzprofits.com. Awesome website. It's, you know, just go visit it. I promise you. It's really worth it. We actually have currently an e-course. It's completely free. You can go and join and learn some of the things that Dean and I are teaching within the membership site. And then obviously hopefully join us as a member. I'm involved in tons of other things, but let's just leave those. Let's not give people too many choices. That's two places you can find me. My corporate website, if anybody's interested, is midascode.co.uk. We haven't talked about Midas Code today, but if people are interested, it's midascode.co.uk. It's a business primarily to do with buying and selling websites, flipping websites. Okay? It's been my great pleasure to speak to the audience out there, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Have a great day wherever you are. Barry Dunlop.